This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
As is our wont when we have to do a quick break, we have more to talk about with Steve Erdman, and we caught him in the middle of some conversation. Maybe you want to pick up on that. Go ahead, please.
The lady that had worked at Wright-Patterson had discovered a lot of things that other researchers were talking about the underground tunnels and where the debris had been taken. Some of the scientists that were involved in the metallurgy on Wright-Patterson and how they got involved and were interested in analyzing the fragments. So that kind of opens a question that there was some alien going on there with the Roswell crash. And there were actually some generals that had verified that there was a crashed UFO. So,
which one? Do you remember? Because like, I don't think Heisenberg didn't.
I think on the next break I can run up and get the book and I can probably speak more intelligently on it and give her name and everything.
I'll tell you what, I want to ask you one question before we get to that. Steve, have you ever read the book Roswell in the 21st Century by Kevin Randall?
I've read some of Randall's articles and written some book. One book he wrote, I wrote a book review on. And since then, he went over some alternatives. He pretty well felt that something happened there. And then I think lately he kind of says it's just too much of a mystery. He kind of throws his hands up and says there's no way we're ever going to know.
Randall approached Roswell as a cold case and tried to reevaluate the evidence, which is difficult because everyone who was there is no longer here. And he came to the conclusion that certain aspects of the case that were given credibility before, like bodies seen in connection with the crash, could not be verified. Not that they didn't happen, but he couldn't verify them. So in a sense, he's throwing up his hands saying, there are some elements here that I can't verify, and as a result, at this point, something happened, but we don't know what it is. We don't know if it's a spaceship, a test aircraft. We don't know. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, well, I believe that was his conclusion. You know, of course, some of the skeptics jump on it and say, oh, yeah, see, he doesn't know, so it must be a bunch of baloney, you know. And that's not exactly what he was saying. But I believe there was some, he brought out some testimonies. I believe it was Brigadier General Exxon, who he had knowledge of the crashed UFO and the humanoids. It's a pretty wild, I mean, it's a pretty strong statement to make, you know. Of course, now he's passed away, and all he had was that one video of him saying this. Something happened there. Something definitely happened there.
I think, I'm pretty sure that we can be certain that something happened there. Exactly what, we can't be entirely sure, but it would seem pretty unusual for the time. I don't think it's that easily swept under the rug. But, you know, say back in 48, then, when they did the estimate of the situation, according to Ruppelt, the guys then, they concluded that these craft are real, that they're probably interplanetary, they thought in those days.
Yeah, this lady speaks about that. Next break, let me go run up and get the book and I can speak more intelligently. There was a special report 14, and they laid it right out in the line. Now, the Pentagon took issue with it. They didn't want that publicized, and they tried to keep it quiet. But the report's come out. So we know there was a faction in Project Saucer that did a very serious study. It was special report 14. And they laid it right on the line. Their estimation was they were extraterrestrial. So we can, when does the one animal enter into picture and the other animal exits a picture? You know, somewhere along the line, these two realities meshed. Our government projects, our own secret projects, and possibly extraterrestrials. At least that's the way it looks.
That's exactly how it looks. And personally, I think that's exactly how it is. Well, Gene and I tend to maybe be on opposite sides of the extraterrestrial question in terms of ET being interstellar, like from another star system.
Yeah.
We're not so sure about that. Well, I tend to think that's the best explanation that we can come up with at this time.
Well, this kind of partially gets back into the ancient astronaut theory, but it does. It would take the entities wouldn't need mechanical spaceships to come here. In fact, they couldn't use mechanical spaceships to come here. To travel those gargantuous light years, they wouldn't be using. If they could travel from that multiple light years away to come here, they wouldn't need a machine.
Well,
they would be using some type of thought travel, quantum ability to be there by thought.
Oh, kind of like in the movie K-Pax?
No.
You know, with Kevin Spacey? You ever see that?
I wouldn't use that movie for a comparison. What?
What happens there. The aliens beam their consciousness into a mental patient.
Well, the implausibility of anything mechanical ship traveling their gargantuan distances just to come here. The alternative was the source is much nearer, is around us. And that's where you get into Kiel and maybe Valet. The source is here, right next to us. It doesn't have to travel anywhere in mechanical spaceships. They've always been here, maybe for eons. They've been here, right along next to us, alongside of us, and been inspiring us or controlling us or however you want to put it. And, we've tapped into that, they probably know a lot more about metaphysics than, our government probably knows a lot more about metaphysics now if they did contact this reality. But this is speculation, you know, it's my best speculation, you know, but,
So you're talking kind of about an alternate reality or what some people might call the, you know, transdimensional hypothesis.
Ultra-terrestrials in the sense that Don Keel mentioned is ultra-terrestrial. They're here. They've been here for a long time. They're probably more, in some respects, an earthly phenomena because they're so close to us, than they are an extraterrestrial phenomena. But, I don't know.
Well, that gets sort of philosophical, doesn't it? And, you know, I suppose we could get a little deeper into that. But, just on the, you know, what we do know is that there are planets around other stars, and they're talking about building a ship now, an unmanned ship that can go to the nearest one, which is only 4.2 light years away. And, I was just watching this really good scientific, video on YouTube. There's a whole documentary about it. It's really quite interesting. So, you know, maybe actual biological aliens aren't coming here, but you know, something like a remote type ship with an artificial intelligence, a machine type ship. That seems perfectly possible to be technologically even.
It could be one of the sources for UFOs, but I just think the way the, demonstrate yourself, they're more like a poltergeist activity, a global poltergeist activity. They're very mischievous. They do very ghostly like type, a magic type object. Of course, that's a conclusion Hynek came to. If you read a lot of his material, he believed they were M&M, material and magic.
Right. And, but then you get into the same thing as we were talking about earlier, where if you've got some sort of active camouflage and the ability to project, you know, thoughts into people's minds, well, you know, we're getting that technology now. So if they've got it, then it would be pretty easy to make us think it's something magical when it's really not. It's something technological.
Let's break it there. Steve, Randall, and Gene, you're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With VantagePoint software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. VantagePoint has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. VantagePoint software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, VantagePoint is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with VantagePoint software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So Steve went to get some information to present on a show, and I said to him, "You're back?"
Yeah. The book's written by Irina McCammon Scott, PhD.
Irina Scott has been on the Paracast.
Yeah, we've had her on.
Well, then you probably know about her book, some of the things she said. The book I'm reading now is Sacred Corridors, A Secret Behind the Real Project Blue Book, Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, Roswell, Battelli, Memory Medal, Dr. J. Heineken, UFO cover-ups. And she pretty well knows her stuff. So if you had her on, you probably got to wind a lot of this rest stuff already.
Well, you were saying that in there she mentions that there were some, and I think this is what we were talking about before, there was some generals or high-ranking people in the military that had access to this and were essentially almost like whistleblowers. And that part I didn't recall, so you were going to look that up.
Yeah, they worked for Battelli, and they were called in to investigate fragments. Was Bertram David Thomas, Lloyd Jackson, William Reed, Perry J. Rippel, Arthur Westerman, Herod C. Cross. Now, Cross has come out and mentioned already by the other Roswell books. There was Vernon W. Elsley, Richard J. Lund, and they all seem to be concerned with the investigation at various sites on Wright-Patterson where they primarily did metallurgy study, back engineering and things. And
so what's their relationship there to, does it mention their rank at all? And
well, these were just scientists.
Oh, okay. Cause earlier
they were scientists.
We were saying that there were,
well, yeah, like
generals and stuff.
Brigadier General Exxon,
right.
Of course, that's been pretty well publicized. She's talking a lot about, SR-14, the project there, and how it came to the conclusion that they were dealing with extraterrestrials. But, these metallurgists, the only purpose they would have had on there, she traced it back to various facilities there, where they did this kind of work for Battelli. And, if you had her on the show, you probably got a lot of this already from her. Because this is a 2019. Well, how long ago did you have her on the show?
What was that, a year or two ago?
Yeah, this book's 2019.
Okay, we'll have to check that out.
Yeah, and it's a recent book.
Because, like, when we were talking about the estimate of the situation, that was back in, the late 40s. And that's when General Hoyt Vandenberg was overseeing all of that stuff. And he just threw it all out, like said, this is ridiculous. He didn't necessarily say it was ridiculous. He said there was a lack of proof. Or what he called proof. And so that's what kind of put Ruppelt off. He says, well, what do you call proof? You know, how do you define that?
Okay. Irena Scott was on with Kurt Collins on June 17th, 2018. She was on with Randall July 30th, 2017. So, of course, a new book. We've got to get her back on.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty detailed. She's really gotten her stuff together. I'm not finished with the entire book yet. So that's a disadvantage to me. But, she mentions, there's something called the Pinnacle Memo. And, apparently, a lot of the metallurgical studies are mentioning that. There was a very early Project Stark before Project Sign, and it already had been involved with the metallurgical studies. Let's see, let me quote some things here. She said, I received a typed version of this article, which appears to be a first draft of the article, The Pinnacle Letter and the Battelli UFO Project. That's the title. The draft article I received was titled The Pinnacle Letter by Jeannie Zeldman, Michael Swords, and Mark Rittiger. These were different. There were several differences between the article and the one that was later published. Even before the Pinnacle letter was written, there was first a handwritten draft. Both appeared to be preliminary drafts of the Pinnacle letter and a Battelli UFO project. They published in the IUR. There were differences among three drafts, and what was said and not said may give some more information about this study. She goes on and on. So apparently there's quite a bit of information that's pretty well points up there was a strange craft that crashed, and the debris was studied at Wright-Patterson and as a special project. It says the leaker of the Pinnacle memo must have been an insider who had the necessary clearances and knew those involved. This is because the questions at the bottom of the document ask, how did a second copy, the one in Kufuf's file 1992, get there? What was its origin? Who typed it? How many other people have the letter? Document adds, Mark said someone, Dave Jacobs, also has a copy. It obviously took some trouble to make a second copy, and the copies that were leaked were not the same.
Okay, sorry to interrupt you there. I think you're here. I thought you were saying Pinnacle. You're talking Pentacle.
Pentacle, I'm sorry.
Right, the Pentacle memorandum. Okay, yeah. So I think, you know, quite a few of us are fairly familiar with that. And I think Gene might remember this, be able to confirm this, is that I think when we had Jerry Clark on, or one of the other guests, maybe it was Kevin Randall, so that, you know, there really wasn't anything to that. It was just kind of a standard memo that was written back and forth as part of normal procedure. And then ufologists tend to kind of blow that out of proportion.
Yeah, I'll know more about it when I finish the book. But at least it had a suspicion that there was something in the wind that they were covering up. That seems to be the upstart from.
Yeah, that's what they want to make it sound like. But from, you know, the other side of the debate is that, well, it was just kind of there and nobody really thought much of it until somebody found it and decided to kind of blow it out of proportion. But, you know, let me ask you this. You know,
before the question will be asked on our next segment with Steve Erdman, Gene Steinberg, J. Randall Murphy, UFO, secrecy, government intervention, you're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
And I always like to jokingly say, may the best woman win.
Senator Amy Klobuchar is campaigning for the Democratic presidential nomination at the South by Southwest Festival. Klobuchar says she's joking, there's no litmus test.
Many of them would be good, but I think that competition is good.
And there is plenty of that this weekend. Senator Kamala Harris and Beto O'Rourke are among those in Austin, as well as Senator Elizabeth Warren, who took a swipe at Bernie Sanders.
Bernie has to speak to what democratic socialism is. I'm not. And the centrists have to speak to whatever they are doing.
Don't forget, daylight savings time is beginning once again. Most Americans are springing forward, turning their clocks ahead right at 1 o'clock. Arizona and Hawaii are the states that opt out of daylight saving time. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Kurt Sutton, the author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
Some listeners still do not know we have something called Paracast Plus. It was originally designed just for those folks who don't like to hear commercials. We understand that. In fact, if you look at TV shows, they now measure what they call the Live Plus 3 and Live Plus 7. These are the people who watch on DVRs and they skip through the commercials. And people do that with our show, too. We hope you'll be interested in the advertiser's product, but we understand what's really going on. If you really want to get a version of the show free of the network ads, and we have more to come, go to plus.theparacast.com for information, plus.theparacast.com. We also offer the exclusive After the Paracast podcast. Never know what's going to happen next. Gene Randall and Steve, let's continue.
What was your final estimation of her testimony? Did you feel that she was just another blowhard, or she had actually had some substance behind her?
Oh, I think she had some substance, definitely. I think that it's all in how we interpret things, but I liked her as a guest. I was going to ask you just before the break there, is that, you know, even if we get these memos, for example, like the estimate of the situation is sort of considered to be almost like the holy grail of ufology, where these experts and technical people within the Air Force did conclude and put it in writing that they felt that the UFO phenomena represented an extraterrestrial phenomena. Even if we get the memo, the skeptics are going to say, well, these are just documents. What we need is the ship, because documents don't prove anything.
I don't think you ever get a ship because of the nature of the phenomena. It's more quantum physics, not something that the old-fashioned flying saucer, or some of the early science fiction flying saucer movies, you know, really did a disservice, you know. I don't think they're dealing with something that we have a grasp on. You know, it's very, very ghostly type magic type thing. Like I said, it's comparable to almost like a poltergeist activity going on around the globe. At the same time, very physical. You know, how do you explain, and I know some of the popular theories on the cattle mutilation, but some of them are pretty doggone weird. I mean, and it's almost as weird as just normal UFO sightings. You know, they do strange things. The cattle, that's been going on for over 60, 70 years now. They still report cases, bizarre cases of cattle having their blood drained and rabbits being having their blood drained and heads cut off and things.
Well,
and
of course,
cats.
Our previous co-host, Christopher O'Brien, he's written pretty much the definitive book on that subject now called Stalking the Herd. And so if you really want to know about cattle mutilations, pick that up, because Christopher O'Brien is a fabulous researcher, and he gets himself out in the field and gets down and dirty and in the muck with it, and really his best to get to the bottom of it. And even he wasn't able to get to the bottom of it. You know, he says there is definitely something weird going on, you know, amid all of the natural explanations and mundane explanations. It definitely goes beyond just your mundane everyday possibilities in some cases, if they're to be believed.
Well, it's two physical phenomena having very bizarre aspects. If the military's doing it, they really cover their tracks, literally. I mean, some of these cattle have been found out in the snow and or a muddy area with absolutely no footprints at all. It's physical. I mean, they found one cow with his head cut off in a scalpel. It's not just predators. So,
no, there's definitely something weird going on out there. And then of course, when we were talking about the skeptics there a little bit earlier too, you know, they'll practically write almost anything off. And prior to the show, when we were just getting ourselves set up the other day, we got into talk about sort of politics in the paranormal and the sort of culture of denial amongst the skeptics regarding pretty much all of this stuff. And that kind of speaks to the name of your blog, The Dissenter Magazine.
Yeah, Dissenter was a little, back when Gene and I were acquainted, it was a little magazine I put out. It didn't last very long, but I kind of held it close to my heart, just a memory, and I renamed it my Facebook and also my website under the same name. You know, back then the big thing was the Kennedy assassination, of course UFOs and things like that.
Why did you call it the Dissenter?
Just the dissent. You know, I was dissenting some of the official proclamations, you know, about like Kennedy being shot by one person and the government had nothing to do with it, you know. Well, of course, the evidence as it accumulates over the years says very well there was more than one person, if it even was Oswald. And it was a very well-planned military-type psychops operation.
Yeah, it was pretty weird. I mean, some people have connected it more recently and to the UFO phenomenon, in that there is supposedly a memo that JFK wrote. I'm not sure if you've heard of this, where he asked NASA to provide to him all of the information that they had on UFO sighting.
Yeah.
It was only very shortly after that he got assassinated.
Our presidents don't know a lot about the dark side of intelligence. It's kept from them. That's the whole thing. They're very good at that, keeping the underbelly hidden. So much dirty politics is going on. Even our presidents aren't able to get to the bottom of it or even allowed to know anything about it. Like I say, sometimes I get the impression I'm just a bacteria in a petri dish, just kind of scratching at different theories and trying to publicize them and trying to ask for more information. That's about all one can do unless you get people like Arena come along. And even then, like you say, it doesn't seem like she's really gotten to the bottom of it or even tells much herself.
The people who are serious ufologists in this, there's just too much out there to say that nothing's going on. Who are some of your favorite ufologists out there, ones you think really have put in their time and paid their dues over the years?
Well, I think Jacques Vallée is. I had a recent critic take him to task. And like I say, he's been in the chairmanship, I believe, for the Society for Scientific Exploration. But this friend of mine, Dave Schroth, is a born-bred cynic. Of course, he's been that way since 67. We recently met with Dave Muller on his trip to St. Louis, where he was telling us about the documents in his library. Muller said, you know, why don't you invite Dave Schroth, because he had met him before. I said, I'll invite him. I said, but I don't know if it's going to be a pleasant event. So he came, and he was his usual a very cynical self. And then after Muller left St. Louis, he sent us, Muller and myself, some material. He was criticizing the term that Muller, actually it wasn't Muller, it was the university that took his archives. They labeled him a positive skeptical believer.
Now, as most of you know, the Paracast is not the only paranormal radio show that we do. We have a second show. It's called After the Paracast. And it's different because it runs on without commercials. There is no censorship in terms of the language used, but it's only available if you subscribe to the Paracast Plus. For more information, go to plus.theparacast.com. Once again, that's plus.theparacast.com. We offer rates as low as $1.49 a week, $4.99 a month. So if you go for 5 years, lifetime, we give you free stuff, such as ebooks and other stuff will be coming and will be announced. To learn more, go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. And by the way, Steve Erdman will be back on this weekend's episode of After the Paracast. So join now, plus.theparacast.com. We will break and get back with Steve, Randall, and Gene. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
This is Robert Hastings, author of UFOs and Nukes, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Gene, Randall, Steve Erdman, coming along with a great discussion. Take over, guys.
Well, to finish what I was saying about this David Froth, major skeptic, he was trying to find holes in the different arguments, as he usually did. And he brought out the fact that Jacques Vallée wrote for Psychic Magazine back in the 80s, I believe, an article on the Willamette Pass, Oregon UFO photograph. Back then, Jacques Vallée, you know, being open-minded and exploratory, said, this could possibly be a photograph of a UFO materializing and dematerializing. Well, Dave pointed out that it was disproved to be a photograph of such. Okay. So he was blaming Jacques Vallée of being an idiot, unscientific, and whatever. But as it turns out, the organization which Jacques Vallée belongs to, that's Society for Scientific Exploration, in another volume, I believe it's volume 7, number 2, on pages 173, 198, that group finally debunked that photograph and said, no, yeah, the photograph is a bad explanation for a UFO. In fact, it had something to do with a street sign, I believe, or a roadside sign. So Vallée actually acknowledged that. This happened much later than the Psychic Magazine article. There's no reason why Dave Schroth shouldn't have known about that rather than attacking Jacques Vallée, but he did. It just shows you how skeptics can be equally wrong, equally unscientific, and equally mistaken. So a lot of skeptics have this mentality. Dave, back when I had my little magazine, somebody from New Orleans called Thomas A. Fairbanks wrote me a number of letters, and we got in correspondence about how he was part of a homosexual church down there, and we knew, but because of that, he had gotten involved with a lot of the conspirators, like David Furry and some of the people down in New Orleans that were involved in that community that plotted against Kennedy. We corresponded for a while, and it seemed very plausible, so I wrote a little blurb in the center, quoting this Fairbanks, and of course Dave tore into that, saying it was put on, I was lying, and I've got the letters upstairs. Fortunately, they weren't destroyed in my garage damage, which I had several years ago, and I'm having them recopied now. and their handwritten letters by Thomas Fairbanks, which was acknowledged in a book by the lady that wrote the book on Garrison, the bibliography of Garrison. It's mentioned in that book. Thomas Fairbanks was in that community of people that knew Ferrari and all those people down in New Orleans. So here again, the skeptic was wrong. You know, and to this day, he says, I'm a liar. I don't have such letter. I got them. They're upstairs. They're being copied right now.
Yeah, post them on your blog. Yeah, you could post them on your blog.
Yeah, when I get them copied, I'm going to put them actually on story, as well as the letters that I had with David Davidson. But here again, the skeptic is wrong. And he's not nice about it, you know. He calls me a liar, but they have a narcissism in their mentality. I think it's a mental defect myself that a lot of these skeptics have. They have narcissism and they don't acknowledge it. Of course, a narcissist never acknowledges they're wrong. It's always somebody else.
It's easy to be a skeptic too, you know, because I do both. You have to be skeptical and you have to try to look at both sides, but I find it much simpler to be a skeptic and just say, well, how do you know that? Where's the proof? What's the evidence? Than to say, well, what do you think it could be? And what are some of the good reasons that you think it might be something other than something mundane? Because that makes you have to think. You know, being a skeptic is generally taking the easy way out, in my view, when it comes to this phenomenon.
And a lot of these people aren't investigators. They don't put all the legwork in. Can you imagine how many interviews Jacques Vallée has done in his UFO research? And he's traveled the globe. Even Hynek did a lot of legwork. I don't appreciate this new Hynek series on TV. I think it does his reputation more damage than it does good.
You don't like to see J. Allen Hynek as an action hero? Huh.
No, I think if they just would have portrayed his life true as best as they could, you know, rather than all the hokey dramatism, you know, and then at the very end say, oh yeah, this was a true based on a true case, you know, let's just tell about the true case, you know. You know, add some dramatic music, you know, I find a good actor like they have, and tell the true case. You don't have to do all this hokey stuff.
You know what? It brings in good ratings. The ratings are really good. It's among the top 10 or 12 cable shows, ahead of all the cable news networks like CNN, MSNBC, and Fox, ahead of them. Way ahead of them, and the live plus 7, the rating doubles. That's where 7 days after people watching on the DVR. So that looks like whatever you think about it, whatever I think about it, the show has a future.
Well, I have to confess, I kind of liven things up on my website with photographs and different sensational things, you know.
Oh, sure.
But it's supposed to be an attention getter, but. But then when I write something, it's factual. You know, I mean, I try to present a pro and con. This is a good point about it. This is a bad point about the theory, you know, and here's maybe I'll throw in my conclusion, you know, but I don't try to make it absolutely fictional. Most of our, I'd say that, what do you say that series is about? You get about 3 minutes at the end on the factual basis and the rest it's all about, some kind of invented dramatization, you know.
Sure. So. Yeah, well, then on the flip side, there's been a couple of interviews with Hynek's son, and who says that, you know, his dad probably would have thought it was pretty entertaining and just sat back with a bowl of popcorn and you know, because Hynek himself did seem to be very personable and quite relaxed about things when you see him in interviews and stuff. And of course, he did the cameo in Close Encounters.
Yeah. So, you might be right. I don't know.
But, the audience tends to get mixed on that. And personally, I could go either way. I'd love to see a really good documentary for a change that it would just stuck with the facts. But I don't mind some fiction thrown in because ufology, there's a lot of culture in it. And it really can make it more fun, too, if you kind of know some of the real background and stuff as well. I guess it all depends on kind of what mood you're in.
Do you remember the UFO documentary? I think it was called Unidentified Flying Objects. Centered, I guess, basically around the 1952 Washington D.C. Flap, and it had dramatic moments, but it was like a play by play of events that actually happened. You know?
Yeah. That would be cool. Especially with today's modern, you know, the way we're able to put special effects into things now, they could really do some fabulous stuff with that if they wanted to.
This was an actual movie, I believe, from back in 1953 or somewhere around there. And you can bring it up on YouTube and watch it. And that was an interesting movie. And at the end, they showed actual photographs like the Utah video and the Tremonton video, and what the analysis was, you know, and that would have been one way to do it, you know, but in our modern day and age, Hollywood handles things in their own peculiar way. So,
yeah, we've mentioned Jacques Vallée and Joseph Hynek. Of course, you and Gene both come from back in, you were witness to the golden era pretty much. So what did you ever run into Richard Hall, or what do you think of Richard Hall?
Well, I never ran into him.
I know Gene did, so.
I've read his book, but what did you think of him, Gene?
Okay, we've talked about that before. I know this was written up in Saucer News around 1965. Ray Palmer wrote about it in 1965 in Flying Saucers magazine. He had an article entitled "No Investigations Can Actually Proceed," which spells NICAP. I guess our listeners, if they don't know about this, are wondering what's going to happen next. And I will tell them, Steve Erdman, Gene Steinberg, J. Randall Murphy, that means you're in
the Paracast.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got like, I guess, 60 or so different items, and entails t-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of t-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great t-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.